Before we continue on with this bonus episode, I want to give a special shout out to Uni for sponsoring this episode. Get your Uni today and start leveling up your pizza game. I also want to give a special shout out to Cordo Olive Oil for sponsoring the podcast. If you want to make the best, you have to use the best. Get your Cordo Olive Oil today and level up your pizza game. Now, sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. And remember to always ask, what's good, dough?
This time of year in New York City, the temperature is starting to drop. And if you're planning to make whatever, you have to really plan it out and time it out with the temperature and the time. So like, for example, this thing right here, my little thermometer, tells me what I need to know. So it's 77 degrees in here. Now it's perfect. If I want to make a starter, it's perfect. I could start it here 11:15 at night, and then by like, you know, 10 o'clock in the morning, it'll be ready. I can make dough. Perfect. And if I have someone to help me make the roll out the dough, I can make the dough, have them roll it out, and life's good. But in a couple days, it's going to drop even more. So what do? You control the temperature with maybe hotter water, so you keep it consistent. And one of the things that I really learned along the way is to write down everything that you do. I have a log over the past year of, and I want to show it to you too, because you're going to be like, this guy is crazy. So I have a log over the past year of the time and the temperature for my biga, my starter, my poolish, and all the things, because I fool around with the poolish too. If I'm baking bread, I'll use the poolish. You really have to plan it out, because if not, you're going to sit there all day waiting for something to rise, and it just drives you crazy. So I've come up with my little diary, and now since I've got a full year, full cycle, I'm really able to dive in. Like, I write down the time of when I start the biga or the starter, the outside temperature, the inside temperature, the temperature of the water, and then I'm able to kind of like assess how long it's going to take. Or if I'm making a biga, maybe I back down or increase like 1 gram of yeast to it. I have a camera that I put on my starter and my biga or whatever pre-fermentation I'm using, just in case the temperature goes up a little. Man, because sometimes I look at my phone, I'm like, okay, I wake up at, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning. Okay, I got to get to work. My big is going to explode. It's going to expire. I got to do it now. So making dough is just such a fun process. And when you use fermentations, it adds a little wrench into the equation. But if you do it right, then you have a steady mix the entire year. Now, you're in San Francisco? You're close to it?
San Jose. Close to it.
I'm so jealous. It's probably beautiful weather there. And it's consistent weather too, no?
For the most part. We have like two seasons, really. It's like warm and kind of cold.
Oh, wow. I'm jealous.
Yeah. I can't complain.
Nice. But yeah, there's so many variables when you make dough. And it's tough to kind of ride it out and control it. But if you're smart about it, and like what I do is, you know, I write it down, because if I have anything that goes wrong, why did it go wrong? Oh, let me check my notes on this day. And then I'm able to kind of pinpoint and correct and then move on.
I wish we all had the luxury of having like a temperature controlled dough room. That would be nice, wouldn't it?
My friend has a proofer. That is so sweet. And maybe if I'm a good boy and I can save up my pennies, I can get maybe a smaller one day. Because like, he doesn't have anything to worry about. If you need to, if you don't have a proofer, then write it down and just keep a log, and you know, you'll be okay.
What are you referencing back?
I'm referencing the outside temperature. For example, if it's 55 degrees outside, right, and it's 74 degrees inside, it's going to take 12 hours around that time to have starter or it's whatever type of ferment to poolish or biga, whatever they're going to use, whatever fermentation you're going to use. But it's that temperature because I used 85 degree water.
Do you feel like that it's helped, or do you feel like it's still inconsistent?
No, it's helped out tremendously, because the fact that I know that it's going to drop down. So this happened to be at 12 o'clock at night, right? There's less guesswork at that point, because I already did it. I have to cross-reference, I know what water temperature I need to use. But these are the things you have to do in order to kind of like have a consistent pre-fermentation. I know it's cockamamie, it's complex, but this is what I've come up with. And I wish I had a proofer, and that would make my life so much easier. And I could throw this whole thing out the window. I wouldn't even need this anymore. I wouldn't need it.
How much does the proofer cost? Do you know?
Oh man, more than I can afford right now. You know, like I'm sure it's like at least $2,000. That's, you know, this person's salary that I'm bringing on. So for now, it's okay. Like I'll try to make it work as best as I can. You know, like I have these thermometers everywhere, and you know, all right. So you see the temperature, and this is the humidity level. Now I have this specifically because I could track this up for like a full month, and it'll give me a log of the temperature and the, you know, the dip during the nighttime. But the humidity level is also for, you know, when it gets humid at the pizza station, that pizza's going to stick a little on the counter, a little bit more. I have to use a little more flour. So, like, I don't want to second guess that anymore. So I just look up at the thermometer. I'm like, okay, a little more flour. Let's get going. Because if it's 60% humidity, then you're going to have a, you know, sticky situation.
It just goes to show your level of attention to detail that you put into your pizza.
Yeah, well, you know, that's if I can control anything, it's the dough. Everything else is out of my control.
Well, that is a wrap for this week's bonus episode, and I hope you all enjoyed it. I wanted to share that with you all because even though Dave is very obsessed with his dough, and I say that in the most respectful way possible, I thought it was helpful for those who really wanted to just see what it was like to be on that side of on that end of the spectrum. If you want to take your dough seriously, if you want to monitor it, you know, Dave uses cameras, a journal, a special thermometer, and I think that's dope. Do you. And if you want to take your dough to the next level, follow Dave. If you're doing things differently, let me know on Instagram at What's Good Dough, so I can understand how you do your process. I appreciate you for listening. Till next time. Peace.